Security is the top concern in Athens, with the Olympic Games just 3 weeks away. Officially, Greece has banned the presence of foreign armed guards, but the host country has called on NATO for help with surveillance and counterterrorism measures. NPR's Silvio Poggioli reports from Athens.
The world's most important testing ground for security in the post-9/11 era. Intelligence experts from all over the world have been working for months on ways to prevent terrorist attacks. The city is dotted with more than 1,000 new powerful TV cameras, and today a blimp equipped with sensitive monitoring equipment began to float over the Greek capital. Even hotels have gotten into the action with their own security drills.
Your attention, please. This is the general manager. For safety reasons, leave immediately the area you're in and evacuate the hotel through the nearest emergency exit.
The 2004 games have been dogged by delays, but Greek officials insist that everything will be in place and operational before the Olympics opened on August 13th, including a sophisticated U.S.-designed command and control security system that is costing the Greek government millions of dollars. 70,000 police and soldiers will be deployed throughout Greece. Navy frogmen will be posted in the port of Piraeus, where luxury cruise ships will house many VIPs. NATO is providing AWACS planes to watch from the air, warships to patrol the seas, and specialists in nuclear, chemical, and biological warfare. Thanos Dokos, formerly of the Greek Defense Ministry, now a security analyst, says Greece can handle most terrorist threats.
Call it paranoia, but mainly because of the assistance of the United States, there is sufficient preparation for a huge number of scenarios, including several types of problems happening at the same time.
Like hostage taking, a chemical or biological attack, and an explosion at an Olympic installation. But Dokos says there's little any security system can do to prevent suicide bombers. The most controversial security issue concerns reports that the U.S. and some other nations are insisting on having their own armed forces to protect their athletes and VIPs. It's an open secret that Israel sends armed guards to protect its athletes at Olympic Games, but they've always kept a very low profile. This week, media reports indicate that 400 U.S. Special Forces assigned to NATO will be available to protect the games. But Greek Minister of Public Order Yorgos Voulgourakis is adamant that there will be no foreign armed forces in Athens.
We would not have snipers, we would not have troops, we would not have such kind of personnel from other countries here in Greece. We can offer the proper security for the games. That's why we have been preparing all these years.
Nikos Kostandaras, editor of the English-language daily Katimerini, says the idea of foreign armed forces, particularly Americans, hits a raw nerve in this country.
One of the burdens of the Greek conscience is the military dictatorship that we came out of in 1974, which was a brutal dictatorship. It was backed by the United States. And that makes us very sensitive to issues of who runs the place.
And Greeks are increasingly annoyed by what they see as American demands constantly raising the security bar, demands that have helped quadruple the original security budget to a record $1.5 billion. And Minister Voulgourakis does not hide his dismay that an event that was born as a truce among warring city-states is being transformed into an armed camp.
It is not the proper environment. And this is something that worries me, and I feel very sorry about that.
Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Athens.